Luke 1, the gospel according to Luke 1 and 30, says, so the angel told her, do not be afraid, Mary. And he called her by name. For you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive and birth a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him a throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom shall never end. Then Mary replied, how can it be, since I'm a virgin? And he replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. While you're getting your neighbor down, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, if I would tag a title to this text today, as I seek a sermonic section, you can say, it's a God thing. Tell your neighbor real good. Look at him real good. Come on, clean your glasses off. You can get a real good contact. We call it eyeball to eyeball contact. Look at your neighbor real good and say, neighbor, it's a God thing. It's a God thing. Oh, my God. Hey. It's a God thing. You know it's a God thing. It's a God thing. It's a God thing. The reason I keep breathing is a God thing. The reason I keep living, it's a God thing. The reason I keep, The reason I keep recovering, it's a God thing. The reason why, hey. It's a God thing. It's a God thing. It's a God thing. Before I get started, I'd like to say before I start that we are so honored that you have chosen to spend your Saturday with us. Me and the staff, pastor and the staff, and I, and First Lady, would like to say we love you, and we are praying that your holidays are safe and fulfilled. We love you. We send grace and salutations. We speak the love of the Lord Jesus Christ over your life. For we want you to know that without you, there'd be no us. We want you to know that because of you and because of your sacrifices and because of what you do for the place of promise, we are on our way. It's because of you that the gifts which you give to us and the gifts that you share keep this ministry afloat and moving. We want you to know you are a very big part, and I must take the time out and say you are a very big part of the place of promise. From all of y'all, from Washington, from Milwaukee, from Kentucky, from here in the wonderful land of Georgia, from all of you who give to us and for all you who share, who give to this ministry, we want to tell you thank you, and you're the best is yet to come. You haven't seen nothing yet, for I'm talking to you right now, and I'm telling you by the Spirit of the Most High God, and his word said, ears have not heard, eyes have not seen what God has in store for you and me. And I'm telling your brothers and sisters, before I even get started today, I want to say we thank you, we love you, and we bless you, and the same grace is upon our lives. We pray that the same grace is upon yours. And while I'm saying that, let me pray right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this message that you have given us, I believe it's an end time word for an end time people. Father, for you have never failed us in anything you do. And tonight, God, by your glory, by your praise, by your grace, as we celebrate your birthday, as we celebrate the observance of your birthday, we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, for giving us your life. And thank you, Jesus, for giving us the Holy Spirit. We thank you for it. God, someone here needs a miracle. Someone here needs to be touched. Someone here needs to know that you love them. Someone here needs to know that it is well in their soul, and that you are a keeper, and that you love them, and that you care for them. Holy Spirit, come in the room. Breathe today. Breathe. Because you are a God that answers by fire. And because you answer by fire, consume us, God, so that we can be just not hearers of the word, but doers of the word, and see the results of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we celebrate who you are on this holiday season, we give you glory and we give you praise. Father, now speak to this man's servant, which you have put. Speak to this man, sir, which you have set. Preach through me, God, as a learned man. Preach through me, God, as a student of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you will get the glory, and I'll get the results. You will get the glory, and I will get the results. And I'll give them all back to you, because that's who you are. You are, you are, you are. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We are taking our time today, I'm not going to be very long before you, because I know you're getting ready to cut your greens up and make your cornbread and do your chicken. I am too. Hallelujah. We want to just encourage you before the New Year's, before the holiday season for Christmas. And don't forget, you got to make sure you're here 10:30 Saturday night, New Year's Eve night. Is going to be amazing. The singing is going to be off the hook. The word of God is going to be crazy. And we're going to dance and we're going to act up. We're going to, as they say on Proof, we're going to pop off. And it's going to be amazing. Because we're getting ready to celebrate our entrance into what God's going to do for us. And you're getting ready to celebrate your entrance on what God's going to do to you. I believe God has an end time word for you. And we're going to give God glory and praise. So let us preach. In the text, we see that the angel of God came to Mary to inquire of her and notice the thing. Then notice the first thing he said to her was, do not be afraid. Most times when God gets ready to do something for you, the first thing that hits us is fear. Now this had me in a dichotomy, because when you begin to think of an angel visiting you, first of all, angels are not like our size, unless God sends them that size. But this was different. He was the angel Gabriel. And Gabriel was an archangel. And the archangel appeared before Mary. Can you imagine that? That big angel appeared before Mary. Yes, she had to be startled. Yet, she had to have some fear, because, first of all, this is a supernatural thing, and Mary had not been accustomed to the things of the supernatural. So all of a sudden, here it is. The angel tells Mary, says, Mary, he says, do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. And the Bible testifies that this is Gabriel, the archangel, the one who is the messaging carrier angel of God. He was the angel that the book of Daniel wrote about. And when he said, Daniel, God heard your prayer, and he has sent the angel. This is something she had never seen before, something she had never encountered before. But even though you have not seen it before, does not mean it cannot minister to you. Gabriel was letting Mary know this message is much bigger than your fear. So let me condition your heart with, hey, do not be afraid, because fear is not your future. This is. I'll say it again. When God gets ready, I'm telling you right now, my brother and sister, for what you're about to go into and for what's about to happen in your life, for the newness things that are about to be birthed on you, do not be afraid, for fear is not your future. This is. Gabriel began to explain to her future is before you, and you have found favor with God. And God's favor is a word that is going to shift your life. Hallelujah. God's favor is a word that is going to shift your life, and you're going to birth out of this. And Mary, this is what you're getting ready to birth out. You're getting ready to birth out. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning. All things were made by Him, and without Him was nothing made that was made. In Him, and Him was the light of men, and you are getting ready to birth in the beginning. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Mary's getting ready to birth in the beginning, but Mary did what most people do when you introduce somebody to a new perception that God has need of what you have. Mary's not alone, for Moses said to God, can you use somebody like me? I cannot even talk. I murdered a man. I ran away. I've been hiding away. But you can use somebody like me. And there also was a man named Jeremiah who was a young boy. He said, I am young. I don't even know what to say. And God said, I'll put the words in your mouth. Sometimes when God get ready to use us and God get ready to do major things in our life, the first thing we do is say, Father, am I equipped to handle this? That is a default system in most believers. That's a default system in most anybody. Am I equipped to handle this. Of course you are. If God would send a supernatural being, glory to God. If God would send a supernatural being who operates in the unseen world and manifests himself in the seen, oh my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That God would send God would send the supernatural being to manifest himself from the unseen world to the seen world. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. Thank you, God. You must have something inside of you that's gifted, that's locked up. But I'm telling you, it's getting ready to happen for you. This is a God thing. This is a God thing. This is a God thing. But I understand Mary. Mary was like, Mary says, hey, angel told her, Mary says, I need to defend my honor right quick. How can this be? I've not been with anybody. Not telling him that he's wrong. But she said, wait a minute. I got to defend my honor because I keep the law. I keep the word. I keep, hallelujah, I keep it within my heart. It's written on my heart. That's why God did not choose Mary just because she's a virgin. He chose Mary because she had a pure heart. Her heart was pure before the Lord. And he said, for this thing that's going to come upon you, it's not you. For the thing that's about to happen in your life, it's not you, Mary. It is of God. And the angel told her, you don't need man's help, for what this thing is a God thing. Tell your neighbor, this thing in my life that's about to come out of me is a God thing. Because it's a God thing, you don't have to worry about help from man. Because when it's a God thing, it comes with divine consultation. It comes with divine confirmation. It comes with divine commitment. A God thing, I'll say it again, a God thing comes with divine consultation. A God thing comes with divine confirmation. A God thing comes with divine commitment. First of all, if you notice that Gabriel began to give her consultation. See, consultation happens when you're getting ready to change something in your life, and that is going to alter everything in your life. You need consultation. Let me stop right here and say, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you and I beseech you that if you're having problems in your life and you need to talk to somebody, there's nothing wrong with getting counsel. See, first of all, my brothers and sisters, somebody said, and I think this is a bad thing that happened over the years of the church, that church have taught you, you don't need to talk to nobody. You don't need, yes, you do. You need to find somebody. You can talk to them and then we can pray about it. Hallelujah. You need to talk to them and we can pray about it and come to an agreement. But angel told her, I have to come and give you divine consultation. See, consultation happens when your life is getting ready to change and something's getting ready to alter. I'm going to be a little transparent with you right now. When First Lady and I was having our last child, I didn't want to have any more children. Matter of fact, I was kind of shocked that she was even pregnant. But grown folk is grown folk. Hallelujah. Grown folk is grown folk. But I was even shocked that she was even pregnant. And the man told me, I said, man, I don't want any more children. So I'm contemplating a vasectomy. Yes, I'm contemplating a vasectomy. And they told me, you need consultation because there is something you must weigh out, because there is no going back after you make this agreement. See, consultation, divine consultation works like this. There is, you must have somebody to talk to, somebody to weigh it out for you, because when you, oh my God, listen to what I'm saying to you, my brother and sister, it must be weighed out for you, it must be counseled together, it must be measured together. Why? Because this is a life-altering decision. When I was getting ready to have my vasectomy, the doctor told me, son, I was making a joke, I said, sir, you can do it right now. He said, no, Mr. Daniels, you and I must sit down and have a consultation. I said, sir, I don't need no consultation, I'm ready to go right now, you can cut me right now. He said, no, sir, you need to sit down because this is a life-altering decision. And some of us have had life-altering decisions, and we needed to have a consultation so God can tell us which way to go. Verses, can I tell you some verses? I learned something so much a couple days ago from a friend of mine. He's just sitting next to me, and he told me, he says, I monitor what my son looks at. I monitor what my son receives. I monitor things that he eats because I am in control, glory to God. And I want to make sure that he's not tainted by what they say. I want to make sure he's not tainted by what they do. I want to be in control. He's going to listen to me whether he likes it or not, because I have what's best for him. I see his future, and I'm going to give him the choices to make to get him to his better life. Glory to God. And my brothers and sisters, God wants to be that in your life. God has to be that in your life. He must monitor what comes in your peripheral. Because the enemy wants to throw something at your peripheral. What you see. So Gabriel tells Mary, I want to tell you something. I want to give you divine counsel, because what you're about to do, Mary, God tells Mary, don't be afraid. There's favor on you. First, he starts counseling her. He said, baby, there's favor on you, my sister. Not only is there favor, you do not be afraid. Now, let me tell you what's in your future. He began to counsel her. He began to say, let me tell you what's in your future, because you have chosen to birth the blueprint of God's release and deliverance for men. And God's release and deliverance for men, you're going to call him Jesus. Even though he's more than I need him to be. You're going to call him Jesus. And this will cover it all. It will cover God's release and the deliverance of men. His name will call Jesus. And it will cover it all. And because you are favored by God, let me give you a peek unto the future of the man's deliverance in which you're going to have. Your gift will be great, better, more than enough. And his kingdom shall be established, and he shall reign forever, and there shall be no end. Oh, I got to get out of there because I get happy right here. Oh, my God. He shall reign, and it shall be no end. He shall always be on the throne. And when you see him on the throne, you're going to know that it was, hallelujah, the moment in time, there was a moment in time when a new era started in your life. Oh, I'm already preaching. A new era going to start in Mary. I'm telling you, Mary, from this moment on, from this divine consultation, there's a new era. Not a new year, a new era is getting ready to start in your life, because God's kingdom is getting ready to be established forever. His kingdom is getting ready to be born. His kingdom is getting ready to be birthed. And the men and women of God is going to be brought into the kingdom of God to change a world like this. Thank you, Jesus. And this gift shall be great. This gift shall be better. This gift shall be more than enough. There's that statement again that God keeps telling us. It's going to be what, my sisters, my brothers and sisters, better. It's going to, I need to say it. It's going to be better. It's going to be greater. And it's going to be more than enough. I need you to say this with Pastor. It's going to be better. Oh, mark it down. It's going to be greater. And it will be more than enough. And his kingdom shall be established. There will be a kingdom dynamic. There will be a kingdom message, a kingdom language, a kingdom, oh my God, that is set up on the earth in the hearts of men, and it shall reign forever. But here is Mary. Mary says something very interesting, and I must say, she says, first of all, angel, I understand that, and I have no fear, and I'm almost there to make a commitment with you. I'm almost there. But she said, but something here, she says, but I don't know a man. She was defending her honor. She was saying, angel, I understand what you're saying, but I've never did anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've kept the law. I've always did the right thing. I'm always at church. I'm always a tithe giver. I haven't missed one day. Oh my, I haven't missed one day. And you're telling me that this is what I'm going to have. But then Gabriel said, for first of all, my sister, let me tell you something. Not only am I here to give you divine consultation, I'm also here to give you a divine confirmation. That what God's going to do in you is by himself. What God's going to do in you is your earthly honor will always be intact. This is a God thing. The Holy Spirit is going to do this without hands, without any physical activity. For this thing is voice activated. Yes, my brothers, is this thing again. Here it is again. It's voice activated. And all I need from you, all I need for you to put on this agreement, all I need for you to put on this dotted line is a yes. Oh my God, a yes from your heart. Not a yes from your heart and a yes from your mind and a yes from your soul. Because the Bible says you should struggle with all your heart, all your might, and all your soul. I need a yes from you, a yes commitment. Glory to God. And I believe the gift of God in you needs a yes commitment. Yes, I'm going to see it through. Yes, I'm going to cover it. Yes, I'm going to protect it. Yes, I'm going to birth it forth. I just need a yes from you. And when you give God a yes, your divine confirmation is about to happen to you. And it's going to to be without any physical means. It's going to be without any hands of man. It's going to be right there. Can you stand right there for this move that's going to happen suddenly? And God's going to speed up the time. Tell your neighbor, when you give God a yes, he's going to speed up the time. Matter of fact, the angel told Mary, let me tell you, your cousin Elizabeth is with child. And in her old age, and her womb was barren, but it was a God thing. And when a God thing happens, there is nothing impossible, because Elizabeth and Zacharias could not have children. But when the Lord, glory to God, when the Lord spoke a word, something began to happen. When God spoke a word, Elizabeth became pregnant. And not only did she pregnant, he shut the mouth of Zachariah, because he doubted the word of the Lord. And my brothers and sisters, God told Mary, Mary, your cousin is down there as a confirmation to you, because he that thing in her belly is going to be a forerunner, hallelujah, unto the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so Mary said, you know what, since you told me all this thing, I guess I'll come into agreement with the God thing. I trust the God thing. Better yet, I want the God thing. Is there anybody in here looking for the God thing to be formed in your life? Because the Bible says he will perform the very thing that he set out to do. There will be a God performance in your life. Can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, that I am prophesying to you, and I am ministering to you, and I am encouraging you that there will be a God performance in your life. What is a God performance? A God performance is something that seems to be impossible. The song says, have you any rivers that you have to cross? There's nothing impossible with God. With man, it may be impossible, but with God, he can never fail. He always does things well. There's nothing impossible with God. And the angel told Mary, Mary, your cousin is down there, and she's pregnant right now. And you know she couldn't have no kids. Everybody in the community knows she couldn't have no kids. That's why she healed up. That's why she hid. That's why she's hidden in her house, because she don't even know. Hallelujah. She don't even know how to handle what's going on in her life. And the angel told Mary, Mary, not only have I given you a divine consultation, not only have I given you divine confirmation, I'm going to give you a divine commitment. Yes, yes, your yes is going to allow the word to be fulfilled in your life. And not only your yes will allow the word to be filled in your life, your yes will be able to hold, my God, your yes will cause the I watch, me watch over my word to perform it. And there will be a performance, Mary, as we celebrate the observance of the birth of Jesus Christ. And I'm coming to an end. The gift which God bring to us. I must tell you, my brothers and sisters, that I enjoy the Christmas time. I enjoy the birth of Jesus Christ. But when he was born, that wasn't what he really came for. Not just to be born, because Jesus said out of his mouth, he said this. He said, according to 1 John 3, he said, this is why the Son of Man was revealed. Why the Son of Man was reborn? To destroy the works of the devil. Then he said again in John 10, the B clause says, the reason why the Son of Man was revealed is to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus himself, the Word made flesh and dwelt among us, was telling us that I came so that I came so that we could have life and life more abundantly. I came that a man can have another chance. Tell your neighbor, God came for man to have another chance. God was thinking about you and me. This is a God thing. Jesus himself, the Word made flesh and dwelt among us, would often talk about the reason why he was born. He was confirming so many things that was told of him. You know what it was told of him. It is said in Isaiah, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Hosea said, when Israel was a child, hallelujah, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, I want to thank him for his coming, and I'm glad, I'm happy that he came, but I'm more glad that he came, he died, and he went away, because when he went away, he gave us a gift. He gave us us a Merry Christmas. He gave us a gift when he says, I'm going to give you life and life more abundantly. I come to give you life and life more. I come to change where you was and to tell you that there is something better, there is something greater, and it's going to be more than enough in your life. The reason why I have come is not just to be this wonderful story. Jesus said, I appreciate being born in a manger. I appreciate swaddling clothes. I appreciate all the wonderful songs. I appreciate all that stuff. But I can hear him saying, but that's not the reason why I came. It's just not to be born. And I'm glad he was born. Born on Christmas Day. I'm glad he was born. But I am more excited about what he did for me. I'm more excited about he's given me another chance. He said, I came so that you could have a helper. I came so you can be in strength. I came so you can have an intercessor. I came for you can be, for you can have an advocate. I came to stand by you. I came to give you an impartation. I came to give you manifestation. I came to give you participation. I came to give you articulation. I came to give you certification. I came to give you transformation. I came to redeem you. I came to favor you. I came to pull you out. I came so that you can know that your life has meaning. I came so that you can know that you got to know that God will take care of you. I came that you can know that God did not forget about you. I came that you can know that my promises are true. I came to bless you. I came to favor you. I came to raise you up. I came so that you can have a right to the tree of life. I came so you can know that God is God. I came to make a covenant with you. I came so that you can experience what God can be in your life. Tell your neighbor, he came so that we can experience the newness in life. He came to make you a new creature. He came that you will walk in faith. He came that you will walk in love. He came that your peace will be restored. He came that he could change your life. If I was you, I would run down the aisle and tell my neighbor, say, hey neighbor, he came to change my life. He came to set me straight. He came to put me on a rock to stay. He came so that I can know he is the master of the sea. He came so I can know I can depend on him. He came so that I can trust him. He came so that I can know him. Tell your neighbor, I know why he came. It's a God thing. It's a God thing. And because it's a God thing, it's well within my soul. I gotta get out of here. Merry Christmas. I gotta get out of here. But I want you to know the reason for the season is he came. Yes, he did. He came so that I can come. Come unto him, all ye heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He came so that I can live a life again. He came so that he can cover me in his blood. He came so that I can be a confirmation to the nation that God is everything he said. He came so that I can speak out of my mouth and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He came, and I'm glad. Tell your neighbor, run down the aisle and tell your neighbor, I'm so glad he came. Hallelujah. He came to establish my generation. He came to establish my relationship. He came to establish me in the peace of God. He came so that I can walk upright. He came so that I, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Tell your neighbor for the very last time. Tell your neighbor, the neighbor, for the very last time. I gotta slap you a high five and to tell you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. He came so that I can celebrate. He came so that I can move in the newness of God. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm moving in the newness of God. I'm a new creature. Yes, I am. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Yes, he came so the maimed can be healed. He came so that I can find out my God is a healer, a keeper, a comforter, a shield, a refuge, a shepherd, my priest, my oil, my anointing, my grace, my peace, my joy. He came. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, he came. Slap a neighbor, high five, and tell your neighbor, the neighbor, he came. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came. It's a God thing. 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 Sisters, as we take time to observe the holiday seasons and the birth of Jesus Christ, it was told to me that they really can't pinpoint the day, the time, but we choose to observe, and it's rightly so. We choose to sing of his goodness, and it's rightly so. We choose to thank him, and it's rightly so, because he has been all that you ever needed. And this is a God thing. People have said, if the devil knew what was going to happen, he would have left him alone. But God knew there's a power that's going to be given to you and me that's going to cause freedom and to set people free. I am convinced that the God that we serve can do anything but fail. When he gave us the gift of Jesus Christ, it allowed us to have a connection and a bridge, and it allowed us to go from beyond the veil. At Mercy, I'm telling you, let's go beyond the veil. Let's go and reach. Christmas is about giving the gift that never stops giving. Jesus was the gift that never stopped giving. And it's because of him that we have new life. It's because of him we have a place of promise. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that you should celebrate and enjoy this weekend with your family and your friends and the ones that's close to you. For I've been through too much not to worship him. I've been through too much not to worship him. You've been through too much. Yeah, Jana, I'm talking to you. And Sanja, I'm talking to you. Hey, Mama. Sheila, we've been through too much. Jackie, we've been through too much not to worship him. He deserves our praise. He's in our glory. I've been through too much.